Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday, and we're in June, the month of June, and the date is the 12th, and our year is 2017. So that's the timeline that you're living on. This day, maybe multiple mini timelines, possibly. And so let's clear the date for you. And this goes back for every year going back to the get-go. So if you know something happened to you or you just feel funky today, you may want to check out what happened to you, you know, years back. And also what's happening in the world on this date. So here we go. Let's release this date energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I still feel sadness energies, probably from D-Day, you know, as the mothers get told that their sons were killed in battle or whatever. So let's release some sadness energy in case you're connected to that energetically from your parents or grandparents. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, and we'll see if we can make your life a little more peaceful. So here they come with peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And like I said, if you have a situation happening, let's clear that. So think of it. It could be emotional or physical. Releasing that from you, this timeline. Remember, it's just one timeline. So if it benefits you, you may want to get in and maybe crash 100 of them or more. So here we go, depending on the severity of it. So releasing the timeline that you're looking at. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. That's good. So we'll bring our co-host on, Ann. Are you out there, Ann? Ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Call. That is Ron Amitron, who did those wonderful clearings for us, as he does at the beginning of all of these radio shows. Ron does these shows 4 times a week, and after each of them, sometimes the next day or certainly within a week, they get posted on the BBS archive page. So if you are new and you're curious, you may listen to past shows anytime you like. And, of course, we can continue to do them Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Ron has a website you'll want to experience, is really a good word for it, because it's quite an extensive, involved, and beautiful website, creationlightship.com. And also, as you're listening to the show today, or really at any time you think of something or whatever, you're free to send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or press the button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page, and you can send us a message that way, whichever is easier for you. So we had Ron does most of the healings through his website. So you can actually pay for and receive healings just by going to his website. There are also many free healings on there for you to test out and try and understand how Ron works. And in a nutshell, Ron brings us back to the connection of source energy, which we have, but which we block ourselves from, or it gets blocked from us by outside forces. And so we all walk around here, either knowingly or unknowingly, with a lot of densities. And Ron takes all of that away, like a shadow or a weight sometimes is lifted from us. So this weekend, Ron did something that he does every month, which is a 4-hour healing call on Saturday and a 7-hour healing call Sunday. And both of those, Ron, were just extraordinary this weekend, so I thank you so much. And I know everyone who was on the call thanks you. At the end of the day yesterday, you gave us a full 2 hours for personal healing for ourselves. So thank you for that. I know sometimes Ron is only living in the moment, so he will sometimes actually forget what healings he did for us even yesterday. But that was really extraordinary, Ron.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a few emails to go over that are in our inbox. But again, people are free to send in any questions, or especially if you were on the calls this weekend. We would love to hear from you. I know it was very powerful for me, but we'd love to hear from other people. So we have a listener. Well, we have many listeners all over the world. I heard from one this morning who's from India, and this listener was asking, just wanted to confirm the absentee versus being on a live call, how to handle that, which is basically you don't have to do anything other than let Ron know you're going to be absentee on most of these calls. So we have another one here from someone in London who gets up for the other calls of ours that are more in the evening, or 7 p.m. Pacific time, at 3 a.m. and listens to our radio show. So, and she's actually sent this in Saturday, and I promised her we would talk about this today. So she is doing quite a few healings, and her focus is on trying to increase her prosperity level. She's had some life changes. She's actually, I believe, American, because she'd been living in California, now lives in London. So she's doing the Prosperity Bundle, which is a great decision. So she's getting a lot out of that. I believe she already did her emotional clearing and natal barcode, too. So she's really getting a good start. She, I think, that met you at one of the expos. So she wants to know if you could just, you know, talk about the issue of prosperity, maybe the Jewish money code, which we did talk recently that there's a possibility you could do that again for us. And then another listener wrote in asking the same thing. Is Ron going to do the Jewish money code for us again? And if so, when? And I don't know if that's something you want to do or you want to plan for or what.
I don't know. I'd probably do it probably a month and a half from now, thereabouts, probably in July.
Okay.
So to see if I need to do a call on it, if we can include it with a call on a Saturday or something.
Okay.
Additional Saturday call and just see how that works.
Right. That would be wonderful. Good. So I'll remind you about that, and we can talk more about it as things go on. She had written in on Saturday night and said, is there a room, she's sort of joking, but is there a room on the lightship full of cash so we could go there and I could make a withdrawal?
That's sweet, yeah. And no, there's no money in the lightship, on the lightship. You know, we could probably bring in a gold energy or silver energy. Remember, you want to be on the timeline where you don't really need money. That's in the now. And in the now, that doesn't normally exist, and everything is given to you as you, say, request it or need it with source energy. So that's what we're moving into, although we still have, money, say, issues here. But as you start moving forward and you start connecting more in the now, you'll find that your needs are being met automatically by, you know, just looking out for what you're looking for. So things may just happen to show up in your life according to what your needs are. Because, you know, you don't want to chase money, because then you're going into darkness looking for it. You want to become the money, and then it's easy to get. So... sort of like the when I say, you know, doing that negative, say, affirmation, you know, where you bring in your situation, or whatever that would be, like, you know, I don't have much money, or I'm poor, we'll say, or something. I lost my job. I'm poor. And so, you know, that's your situation. And what's going to happen to you with that situation? Well, you may lose your house, your apartment, may lose your car. Maybe you have car payments or something. And so you want to then state where you are with that particular situation if it goes sour on you, and what you want to deal with. Switching it over to an illness, you know, you would say, in a sense, we'll just use the word cancer. That's the big one that people talk about all the time. So you'd want to first say, you know, I love my cancer. The other one would be, I love being broke. So you first say, I love my cancer. And normally when you say that, all the fear is going to come up and probably choke you, because you want to get that fear out of you. In the same way with maybe not having funds. And then from there you say, okay, how does it make me feel? Well, you know, I'm afraid to lose my family, afraid to lose my cat, my dog. Who's going to take care of my goldfish when I die? That's what the what you're dealing with is a death warrant, in a sense, because you're looking at the situation as what they're telling you is going to happen. So all of your fears come forward, and that's what you resonate with until you can release them. So, you know, like for cancer, I love my cancer, and I'm afraid to die. Okay? And so you keep saying that over and over again, maybe 1,000 times, and have a friend with you. In case you get, you know, weak-kneed at the very end of it, you start to probably break down and cry a lot, feel sorry for yourself, etc. And once you pass through that, then you start coming up again. And you just keep saying it until you feel better, and you may start to laugh about it. And then you find out your next issue about cancer or about your money situation, okay? And you keep saying it out loud many, many times. And that will start to put you more into the present moment so that the fear and the power that you're dealing with of cancer or lack of money is not going to affect you, because you now become that. You need to become your cancer, okay? Otherwise, you're trying to release it away from you. So that's the process. And what you want to do is come into the same frequency of your illness or what you're, you know, lacking, because you're not at the same frequency. So if you don't have any money in your life, we'll just say, or you know, you want more money, for instance, but basically if you want more, then that means that you don't have enough, so you're in lack. So you want to come into resonance with your money. You want to become money. That's why I suggest that people take, you know, if you can borrow it or get it some way, maybe get $1,000, and have, you know, 10 $100 bills, or you can even use 20s. You probably want to maybe wash them first, clean the energy off on them, and do that daily. You do the money clearing, but you probably want to first wash them to get, you know, the filth of people's hands off of that money. And you get like a money belt or something like that, and put it around you and put it close to your skin so your body can feel the energy of those $100 bills. Actually, you can't go down to the pharmacy and say, oh, I want to buy a bottle of cancer, you know. I got to put it on my belt around me. No, they're not going to sell you that. But basically, that's what you deal with for money, and you wear it for like a month. So you're having that money is either going to, if it's a lot, maybe $1,000 means nothing to you, okay? Maybe you have lots of money, but $10,000 might mean more than $1,000. So now you got $1,000 on your money belt, and now you're kind of shaking because, man, you might lose $10,000. So basic thing is, are you going to spend the money? Are you going to have it stolen? Or are you going to lose it? That's the three major issues. So when you wear it, you overcome those issues because now it becomes a part of you. And that's anyway, so if you are in lack of money, try that and have it on you for about a month. A lot of people have done this. I've recommended this for people at the expos, and I would do workshops maybe 10 years ago. And a lot of people have overcome their lack of money, because once you become in oneness with it, then, you can now draw it to you. Otherwise, you're kind of repelling it. And then also on the $1 bill, if you haven't noticed this, if you turn it over, you're going to see spider webs in the corners where the dowel, where the one is on each corner. And then if you kind of look straight down in the center between the ones, you're going to see some kind of alien critter there with a tail on it. And so since everybody typically has $1 bills where they may not acquire 50s or 100s, but everybody has ones, you're dealing with an alien energy that's imprinted onto the dollar bill just by looking at it. So you may find more things too, but once you realize that, you look at it and it feels kind of creepy. And of course, you don't want to have any money because mainly you're going to have more ones than probably anything else in your wallet or pocket or something. So your body now is rejecting it because it doesn't want to be attacked by aliens. So I guess we can move on from that. So what's next, Ann?
Wow, Ron, that was really terrific. I wanted to say, and I forgot, that at the beginning of the show, you cleared sadness. And I wanted to suggest to our listeners, if you had been feeling not so great and maybe didn't know why you weren't feeling great and then felt better after Ron did the sadness clearing, you may clear sadness or an issue or something on the emotional clearing and any other healings you have. But also, Ron does have a whole life clearing called Infinite Sadness. So if you felt like, wow, that, you know, that something shifted, but it's still not all the way gone, if you have something dense still stuck in your body, which is exactly what happens to us with all of these, their energetic, emotional bodies around us, but things also get into our bodies. I always remember a chiropractor explaining that, and I've actually seen it happen with once with a chiropractic adjustment years ago and once with a massage, and just the person just who was being worked on just started to cry. And it's because the practitioner actually moved something in their body, and it released a stored emotion. And Creation Lightship does the same thing for you. Did I say that right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct. And normally you don't have any drama and trauma because these energies are taken away from you. Remember, all these energies are in time. And they're on timelines. So once you get the timeline released, you typically won't have the sadness or drama and trauma, you know, connected to you that you would normally have. So there's no processing. It's just done, you know, instantly. And it's not done because of your belief. It's because you just showed up and you did a clearing. So, you know, the Bible sort of speaks incorrectly about stuff that Jesus or they're talking about, like it's done unto you as you believe or your faith heals you. No, none of that is a proper as far as the energies of light. You just show up and it works for you. You may have to input a specific incident, but that's the way it works. So just wanted to add some clarity there, but some people think maybe because they didn't receive a clearing or a healing, or they want something more. Well, you just didn't go deep enough into that issue. Because all issues are very complicated now. You know, 2,000 years ago, it wasn't that complicated, but the way it works now, it definitely is, because of all the alien race consciousness that people are getting involved with, newspapers, you know, TV, etc. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you. Okay, you have requested that if someone listens to an archive, because you've been doing these shows for such a long time, there are thousands of, I mean, I think many hundreds of archives of radio shows you've done, and so someone sent in another suggestion for people. And I'll read her email, and then I'll give you the date at the end. So if you want to write down what date this show is, get ready. So this is a good show. Ron does a clearing for people who were burned, possibly at the stake. Also, he clears planets, and I really felt that. Lots of yawning and shivers. Thank you. So the date of that archive is September 21st, 2015. And the archives, if you go to the BBS radio page, you just keep scrolling down below the list of the shows, and you'll see the big section there that you can just keep scrolling back till you get to the date that you want. So thank you very much, listener, for that suggestion. And then same with what we were saying about the sadness. If you, like this listener, felt something release during the planet clearing Ron did on the show, that's a sample, and that might mean that you need a little bit deeper clearing. And aliens, there is an alien freedom bundle that gives you four alien clearings for only $150, unlimited. So that's a really wonderful healing to think about purchasing, because I'm just going to click on it and tell you what's in it. Because unfortunately, as I mentioned at the beginning, we get interfered with from the outside. So that has an abduction clearing, an alien blood barcode removal, alien slime disconnection, which, by the way, includes an option to charge up some skin misting water for yourself, which is a wonderful benefit. And the fourth one is the alien web coat removal. Do you want to do any samples of any of those four, Ron?
Yeah, I can do the alien web coat.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Everybody? So I take away this energy from around your body. One, two, I won't say I'm getting rid of all of it, but what I'm seeing right now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now there's an energy that's attached around your, maybe your throat, maybe vocal cords, maybe going to your mouth. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So what I will say, there's an event here coming up in Mount Shasta, and if you're interested in coming to it, the promoter allowed me to give people half price for the event. So if you do want to come up, the closest airport is around 200 miles away, which would be Sacramento. And then from there, the next one I think is probably maybe San Francisco, which maybe is around 250 miles. So I just thought I'd fill that out, since Mount Shasta is in the middle kind of nowhere with airports. But anyway, if you're interested, you can send me an email, and I can get you over to the website of what he has, so you can at least look it over. And I'll be speaking on various days there, including Monday. So, back to you, Ann.
Well, I went to Mount Shasta once many years ago, and I flew into Portland and drove, rented a car and drove down, and it was a lovely ride. I really, really enjoyed it. And a nice listener, actually, Ron, wrote in about that. It's technically the event is in Weed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's just north of Mount Shasta, like 10 miles.
Oh, okay. And so this listener is asking, might it be possible for you to set up a way for us who can't get there to listen to what you're saying at the lecture?
Yeah, to see how that works out. It's possible,
great.
Yes.
Great. Okay, so they're putting their vote in for that, and thank you, listener. Okay, great. Let me go back here then. Okay, this is an interesting one of Ron's healings or releases that he offers is the spirit barcode removal. And that takes a barcode off of your spirit so that aliens can't connect to you that way, or you can't, you know, be whatever, taken over. So this listener writes, a while back, I got spirit barcode removal for myself and my daughter. While I was doing the clearing, I heard a voice say, I can't let you do that. The computer had interruptions and shut down once. I did complete it, though. Afterwards, I had problems with my PayPal account, and my credit card had rejected the purchase, even though I had received a receipt. I felt so embarrassed. A few days later, my card did end up accepting the charge. What I want to know is, did our spirit barcodes clearings work, or do I have to run them again? I did put them in the earth transport, but it's been on my mind. So, first of all, this person obviously did her clearing in integrity, so I know that part of it is not a problem, because that could happen to anybody. And if you got a receipt, you have no reason to believe your payment didn't go through. And also, it always takes a few days with PayPal, Ron. Aren't I correct about that?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. So, yeah, if you did the clearing, it worked. So what the clearing does, it allows you not to come back here again. So remember, there's the ascension energies from the light, and that turns off the light to everything that it created. And how long it's off, I don't know. But the darkness, since it cannot connect to the light, when the energy is turned off, then the darkness leaves, and then at some point the light gets turned back on again, and you will not be back here naturally if you were in the process of the ascension. Okay, so your spirit, what happens is when you do the spirit barcode, it prevents you and prevents the aliens from taking you sideways to a dark side universe like you'd be on normally when you're thinking. So you're already living there, okay? You're already living in that hell energy, we'll call it, whenever you're not in the present moment, okay? So you all know what that's like, because you probably lived 99% of your life in the darkness, not knowing that it wasn't light. Now, when you're in the present moment, then you can see things change, and you feel lighter, and you feel maybe happier. Your mind isn't racing, having problems, etc. So, but at ascension time, the dark side, like last time when Jesus walked the earth, it took everybody sideways onto another, you know, dark side planet that created, it looks like the earth, just like we have here, which is what you may have lived before the show started here. Looks the same, but you're trapped. You can never leave. You know, the song Hotel California is kind of nice about that. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And so that's why you've been incarnating for, you know, tens of thousands of years here, maybe up to 100,000 years, because you got stuck here and you had no way to leave, because the dark side would steal you each time ascension would occur. So, saying that a different way, when you do the spirit barcode, you're automatically taken out of here. Your spirit is gone, and you're not going to be back here again. And that's the whole reason why you do that. So, you will be doing, and if you happen to die, we'll say before ascension time, then your spirit's naturally taken automatically and it's gone. So you're out of here. No longer are you going to do that the forced reincarnation by the darkness, living on a dark side earth planet. So to say it again, when you're in mind energy and you're thinking, you are on a dark side alien planet. You're no longer in the light. And when you're in the present moment and you're peaceful, like when you do the mind to heart drop, then you're in the present moment and you're in the now. And when you're in the now, the darkness is not really going to connect to you. I won't say that it will never connect to you, but it's hard because you're not thinking and you're not creating emotional problems or situations and bringing up your memories. So when you're in the now, you have no memories of the past. And that's how the dark side of the aliens get you. So, as far as wondering what it's like to live on a dark side planet, well, you've been living there almost your whole life. So when you do the mind to heart drop, you may find the trees around you changing a little bit. they're still going to look the same, but they may have more energy. They may become more vibrant. You may become more vibrant, maybe happier, and your pressures around you may actually leave you. So hopefully you understand that. So if you want to leave this planet, do the spirit barcode. Now at ascension time, after the light is turned off and then it's turned back on again, then is this planet going to be rematerialized? Well, it'll be a different earth spirit probably doing that if it chooses to take the same blueprint and re-energize it. But typically, this planet will no longer exist at ascension time because the darkness has all their special entry codes and illusions and everything else based around it. So it'd be kind of stupid to recreate the same thing over again. So the darkness, the aliens can come in and just do another copy and paste and start the whole process over again. So typically this planet will no longer exist. So, but you do have the planet that you can go to right now when you're in the present moment, which is a new Earth, and that will not exist either after ascension, but you can at least feel what it's like to be in peace where the Earth is supposed to be. If the aliens somehow leave here completely and get out of the, take their sandbox and leave, then might be a different story. But up to now, no, they're going to be here. Plus, they've been here longer than you know, us two-leggeds, we'll say. So this is actually their territory. We just happen to come here somehow. So anyway, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. That was much needed clarity about the spirit barcode. I just want to bring up the other piece of that email that the listener mentioned, which was hearing a voice and having their computer interfered with. And Ron has said, well, you talk about that, Ron. It certainly wasn't a light being.
No. The voice is probably some entity coming in, some energy entering your body to communicate to you. It could be an entity, an emotional body of a dead person talking to you. It could be aliens talking to you. It would take quite a bit of sophistication to interfere with your computer unless, you know, time was stopped and somebody started playing with the keyboard and changing things. That's a possibility because, remember, you don't know when you're not here. Remember, you're like a sine wave. You're turned on and off, on and off, on and off. But what happens in the middle when there's no active programs, okay, for you? And that's when you're not here, at that zero point. But they can take that zero point and then reactivate it somewhere else. And you can be living on other lifetimes, your parallel lives, deja vu, et cetera, dreams with that energy. So that's the hardest thing for people to understand is they go, yeah, I was never abducted. I didn't see any little alien grays or whatever coming into my room. I didn't see anything with a beam of light. Well, that's only if they take you in time. So if you're in time and they do that, you'll probably have some type of recognition of that. They take you out of time, then you don't have any clue what's going on because you have no memory of that. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, and we have someone wrote in about this weekend's calls. What a great opportunity for these bundle prices, the 4 and 7 hour calls. Deep, deep clearings. I felt so in my body and at deep peace. Could also feel the lubrication in my joints and deep release of tight muscle relief and relief of pain and tingling all over. Thank you so much, Ron and Creation Lightship.
You're welcome.
Yes, lovely. We are getting a lot of questions about your being at that conference, Ron, and I know it's July 7th is the beginning of it, right? And I believe we thought, well, we'll talk more about that on maybe the Wednesday or Friday show and give all the details. Or do you, yes, do you have anything more you can tell people about it today?
I'll be speaking 3 days. I know I'm speaking on, I think I speak Friday, but I don't know for sure right now. So I'd rather not, you know, talk about that. But maybe, or it could be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But I am talking Monday for sure. It's a $30 workshop. I think it's about 2 hours in length. The other ones that I'll be talking will be two other times. And I believe they're probably about 50 minutes, like most expos. And so I'll get the website and get more information for the next program. I'll probably even send out a little newsletter-type flyer about it if you're on the mailing list. Maybe I'll do that within a week here. So I'll talk about lodging. The lodging up here, the Motel 6 is probably the cheapest. Okay, that's in Weed. Price, I'll say $55, $60 a night. From there, I think the most expensive is, I think it's the Oak Tree Inn in Mount Shasta. I think that's about $150. And naturally, you probably got to add taxes on top of that. So the only hardship to me would be for people that come in would have to rent a car, you know, to drive that 200 to 250 miles here. So other than that, you know, it's just a plane flight. And you could, you know, maybe check it out to see what that would maybe cost you. There are other places to stay, but it might be even on the other website. But I don't have that in front of me right now. You might type in Gaia Symposium on Mount Shasta, and the date would be the 7th of July. And more than likely, I will have the light infusion chamber up, but we got to confirm that. It's supposed to be a goal for that, but I just got to make sure that we can get it set up in time and stuff. So anyway, that's about all that I can say. We could probably do something if you come, you know, when I'm not speaking or something. It'll be held at the college in Weed. This is JC. And that's basically it. So back to you.
Okay, great. So when it's a whole, you know, almost a month away, so we'll keep talking about it on the shows before then. So the same person that sent in the testimonial about the weekend, I believe it's their first time coming on the live calls. Is it okay to shower everything except hair? Sometimes there's not enough time to also do hair.
Yeah, but remember, the aliens come in through your crown chakra, so clearing your head would probably be very beneficial.
You can just rinse, right, Ron? I mean, if you just get wet.
Yeah.
Have to, like, do a whole, you know, shampoo and condition.
Oh, no. Just get yourself wet. You know, a 2 or 3 minute shower would probably be adequate, you know, for everything. Just get your head wet and kind of shower off. And, you know, 5 minutes to me would be a long shower, but, you know, for doing that. But, you know, probably 2 or 3 minutes would be adequate. And you probably took a shower, you know, earlier in the day or that evening or something like that anyway. So you're not going to really need to suzz up a lot to clean yourself off. You're just getting the energy off of you. The water will just rinse it off. So a 2 or 3 minute shower would probably be more than enough. You really don't need any soap, probably. So back to you.
Okay, and another question. What is the purpose of the silver discs above and below us during the healing calls?
Oh, at times I do that. We have a room which has different types of discs in it. And the disc will resonate its frequency of the disc throughout your body. So, you know, we have a copper disc, we have a green disc, orange disc, yellow, all different colors. And you're actually, when you're on the light ship, you're standing on them. And each one will benefit you in a different way. So back to you.
Okay. Someone else wrote in, also felt better after the calls. I really felt awful Saturday, aching joints, hips, etc. Felt like I was really coming down with something bad. Feeling a lot better today on the road to recovery. The healing for my lymphatic system and joint from the Masters on Saturday was wonderful. I felt like the healings really, I felt the healings really getting in deep. Still not 100%, but felt like getting on the calls really warded off something even worse.
Very good.
Yeah. Someone said you mentioned you drove from Oregon. How far is that? How far is the drive from Oregon, from Portland, Oregon, to Mount Shasta, Ron? 6 hours, maybe five?
Yeah, I think it's around 300. I'll say it's over 350 miles, I think.
Right.
So
it was.
Is about an hour from the border across me, so we'll just say it's like 60 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll give you a clue from there. So the mile marker for Mount Shasta, I think, is something like 742, thereabouts, okay, 744. So that's the mileage from, from Mexico coming up on I-5. So that's how far you are. So you're almost at, that, and it's about an hour from the Oregon border. But I think it's about 350 miles, like maybe give or take 20 miles from
right.
Portland.
Right, yeah. It's not like I did that because it's fast. I did it to see it. I wanted to see Portland, and it was a lovely ride. That's all I can say. So if you can build a little extra time, and if you're flying in, I recommend it. You can see the redwoods that way, right, Ron, if you go a little towards the coast?
Well, the coast should be 150 miles away, basically.
Oh, okay.
So that would be the redwoods by Crescent City in that area. So, yeah, you're still a ways from that. Did you want to get on the coast if you wanted to see redwoods? And then
okay.
You would probably come over from, you could look at Grants Pass. That's Highway 199 if you wanted to, do something else, come early or something, and go that direction. But you're still going to be a ways away from Portland. If you go, you have to go on the coastal route and then come over 150 miles to get onto I-5. So, and that's the main road. Going through California, through the middle of California, is I-5, Interstate 5. And from Los Angeles, just to give you an idea, I think when I go to the expo there, it's about 620 miles to travel. So, back to you.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you for being a little bit little travel agent there, Ron. An extra gift to us. Thank you. Okay, so I know you cleared the date today, okay, already, but it is the 12th, and what happened to a listener is she went out today, went to the post office in her town, and she saw that number in repeat form on the clock and knew already what the date was, so that's three of that same number. Well, I was abducted buying stamps. I lost it, could not count my change. Lost my keys, retraced my steps, emptied my purse, no keys, felt I was walking in ultra space. People were different. Then I did the finger exercise and asked the aliens to return my keys. They did. I found them on my seat. But I got home, and I felt very drained. I could barely walk. So I put the numbers, and the whole date into the natal barcode. And also did the location space clearing on the post office. That was a great idea. Did mind control transmissions and multidimensional energies. entity, shapeshifter, and then did I now increase my life force energy? Feeling somewhat back. Still need to timeline crash it. Did I miss anything? Ron, did I miss anything while I was gone?
It feels good. It feels like everything's resolved. Yeah, that can happen. And normally, like, if you lose your keys, you're kind of, especially your car keys, if you can somehow, maybe put something in your wallet, if you don't lose that too, though, but you need to be able to get into the mind of hard drive instantly. If you can remember it, remember they're putting you on multiple timelines so you lose your consciousness. So you, like, chase your tail for nothing, trying to figure out where your keys are, but you're not on that timeline, okay? So if you're not on the timeline, your keys aren't going to be somewhere that's obvious because you're looking and thinking, where do I put my keys, And you're trying to go, backstep and figure out where you were. But if the timeline that you're on doesn't have your keys, you're going to be really, really frustrated because you won't have that information like you normally would. So do the mind of heart drop. That should break the alien spell on you. Or the be here now, or the finger exercise. And then maybe just sit down for about a minute. Don't do anything until you get yourself recentered. And keep doing the mind of heart drop or whatever you need to do so that you're out of time. And then find out where your keys are when you're out of time. And the information should come to you. Otherwise, you're going to be chasing your tail, and it's very frustrating looking for something on a timeline that does not have your keys. Because the aliens will do that to you. They go, we got this one. It's a live one. It's wiggling. They're very upset. They're very nervous. So what we're going to do now is put them on a timeline that the keys don't even exist anywhere. And you've all had that problem, that situation, where you lost your keys in your house, or your shoes or something, and you look forever and you can't find it, and then lo and behold, 2 weeks later, there it is. Well, for that 2 weeks, they really enjoyed your energy, sucking it out of you because you're in, you're a worry ward and afraid of everything, and you're having difficulties trying to find your keys, but they're not there because they're not allowing you to go onto that timeline to find your keys. Eventually, probably by accident, you get into the present moment. Now you're thinking about your keys because that's what you were doing down to the present moment, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, they get returned back to you because now you're on that timeline where your keys are. So hopefully that helps you out. So if you're ever in a situation where you lose your car, like in a parking lot or something, just go back into the store, sit down, do the mind of heart drop, make sure you're on the timeline that you drove here with your car. You can even look at that possibly. Maybe you're in the store for half an hour, and you look at your clock because that's some time, and say, okay, I got to go back in time 45 minutes when I was driving here, and now I want to see where I put my car. So that timeline is another movie set, and you see where your car is, where you parked it, and all of a sudden you go, oh, I know where my car is now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, wonderful advice, and thank you for sending in that. I'm glad that listener is okay now. So previous listener mentioned how you have a wonderful discount of a bundle set up for the live calls, Ron, and someone else wrote in, hi there, Ron, so many clearings needed, especially when living with a loved one, hence, heaps of appreciation for the discounts. Wanting some clarification. It was mentioned that your next online clearing is half price when spending $100 or over, excluding bundles. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct. But normally, you'd be doing whole lifetime clearings. That's what you should be focusing on, is whole lifetime ones. And those are the most costly because they go by your age. And so by doing yourself for full price, then you can do your husband, your wife, or whoever you're living with, your daughter, your parents or whatever. You can do the next person for half price for that clearing. But that's the best way to do it. And that way, the person you're living with will say, is always going to be on the same page as you, because once you get the clearing and this energy is off of you of all your dramas and traumas, and they're still living in the dramas and traumas trying to pass you their baggage, and now you don't want it because you already cleared yourself. But they still have it, so now they're suffering, and you're not. So do the clearing for them, too. So just like our show's about ready to end, and I got like 51 after. So
right.
Anything you want to add?
No, I just want – someone had a question, and I do want to clarify this before we end. And thank you, listeners. Our next show is at 7 p.m. Wednesday, also on BBS Radio Station 1. So if you listen then, we'll keep going. And tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time is Ron, the first of Ron's weekday calls. And if you'd like to join that, it's only $20. But really quickly, when you say the Alien Freedom Bundle is unlimited, does that mean I can run its parts for years to come? Yes. What unlimited means on all of Ron's healings is unlimited. You can run them 50 times a day. And in 50 years from now.
Yep, and
so
the whole lifetime. Yeah, and the whole lifetime clearings, you pay for the unlimited version. That
right.
gives you your whole life, and you may not right. need it right away. You know,
right.
because remember, it's taken you your whole lifetime to get all of your emotions. Okay, and you know, maybe you might be good for a year even without getting the unlimited on the emotional clearing. But once you find it that you're getting recontaminated, then you want to go in and get the unlimited so you can stay current. I think probably 90% of the people will buy it within a month just to have it so they can stay current and stay peaceful. Once you become in peace, you don't want to get separated from your peace. And that's why we have the unlimited version. So you're always current and up to date with your clearing. But you don't need to get it right off the bat, but most people do. But like I said, it takes your whole lifetime to get your emotions stirred up. And, you know, it may take you a year or two, you know, to get them stirred up again, to get some more stuff going in you. But most people don't want to take that chance because if they find themselves being peaceful, then all of a sudden somebody digs up something that's buried deeply inside of you that hasn't surfaced yet, and they want to get it surfaced because the aliens want you to suffer. So they'll find something to trigger you on something that you didn't even know you had, and now you're emotional about it. So that's why you do the unlimited version. So normally you get that after, you know, a little while after you do the whole lifetime one. So let's do the Mind of Heart Talk, everybody. So here we go. This you can do anytime. It takes the place of your meditation because you're fully functional. You don't have to go find a closet to sit in with the lights out and everything else and away from your children or whatever. You know, maybe your dog's bugging you or something and you want to get away, so you go out to your car. But this you just do instantly, 20 seconds, you're at peace with no thoughts. That's what source energy is peace. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. So we'll do this together. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, up them into my heart. And if you're a newbie, you want to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. If you're doing it for a week or two, then just say 3, 2, 1. It works the same. So here we go, dropping down the long way. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. And hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow, which is Tuesday, where we release energetic cords from people who look at you, see you, and, you know, you just select your body location, and we release the cords. So thank you, everybody, and we make you real on all these calls, too. Bye, everyone. Thank you.